Okay, today's daf is Bikurim Daf Yud Gimel, and we are on Yud Beis Mabeis as we continue here in Perek HaTruma, and we are comparing and contrasting the halachas of Truma and Bikurim and Ma'aser Sheni. So the first, as we said, the first line, first context of the Mishnah is putting Truma and Bikurim versus Ma'aser Sheni. We'll have to see how they're different, but Truma and Bikurim, as we know, Bikurim is called Truma. Bikurim, Truma, Chala, they're all racious, they're all mitztaref, they all have the same shame, Isser, in a sense. That's why we're talking about this first. So the Gemara here quoted a Braisa. The Gemara first quoted a Machlokes Amoraim, right? We had on the bottom of Amon Aleph going over to Amid Beis, Machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. What is the halacha if a Yisrael eats a truma, Kohen that eats truma betuma, he's chay misa v'shur. What about a zar that eats truma? So Rabbi Yochanan says he's also, right, truma ba'avon misa, we're on the top of Yud Beis Mabeis, and that's what we paskin. Yisrael that eats truma is misa b'dei shamayim, but the Rav had said on the bottom of Amud Aleph, right, kahana hadeas Rav, we changed that girsa from Zira to Rav. What's that log of Zarshach or Chumas? He first did Babon Misa, then after he davened, he changed his mind. He says, Ani Hashem Hifsaka Inyan. And then we quoted this Brisa that was a Raya to Rabbi Yochanan, because the Brisa said, Ochle Chumas Bezarim, all cases, Tahar, Tamei Tar, are all Chayim Misa. But along the way, the Brisa also said that if a Tahar, a tar kohen eats tamei, so then let's start from let's read the brisa again just to get us back into it. So the brisa had said tar shachal tar tamei shachal tamei tar shachal tamei. All cases are avon misa for a zar, but a kohen a tar shachal tar, that's exactly what he's supposed to do. A tamei that eats tahar, that's misa b'dei shemayim. A tar that eats truma tameya, that's an iser asei. So now we're trying to figure out what is the source of that. If a Kohen eats Truma Temeah, right, what should a Truma Temeah? Truma Temeah should be burned, right? That's the halacha. It's a mitzvah to burn Truma Temeah. That's what we said at the end of Arla, right? One of the four Nisrafin that is mentioned in the Mishnah at the end of Temurah is Truma Temeah. Truma Temeah and Rabbi Yehuda's Chametz, Arla, and Kilei Akerem. Those are the four Nisrafin. And then there's a whole group of Nikbarin. But how do you know that a Tar Kohen that eats Truma Temeah is an Isser Asei? So we already had one suggestion. Rabbi Babar Mamal said, Va'achar Yochal Min HaKadashim. So after the Tful Yom goes to the Mikvah, so then, and it's nighttime, then he could eat from the Kadashim. Kadashim there means Truma. So we exclude, you could eat from, meaning some, yes, some, no, from the Tar, not from the Tame. And then we went into the a little bit about fish, similar idea, that it says, the assay, eat fish that have fins and scales. So why does it have to say explicitly, don't eat fish that don't have fins and scales? Give us a los assay, because if you'd have only had the first pasuk, it would just be a los assay that flows from the assay, and that's considered an assay. Meaning there's no malchus for that. But that is all option one. So rather than mention one thought about the kaskesis and the stuff here that we mentioned in the past, the Mishnah Maseches Nida, and Dafnan Aleph in the Bavli, says that every fish that has scales also has fins. Kol sheishlo kaskesas yeishlo stapir. Every fish. There's no fish in the world that has scales and doesn't have fins. Some have fins and don't have scales. So says the Gemara, if every fish that has scales has fins, so what do you need two simanim of a fish? What do you need two simanim? Just say the fish has to have scales. And you know if it has scales, then it has fins. Right? If that's the rule. So the Gemara answers, lahagdol Torah ulahadir. That's the answer of the Gemara. So we have more Torah. What does that mean? We have more Torah. So you could say it's more of a it's a mitzius, but and there's some type of message, a magical message about more words in the Torah, lahagdol Torah lahadir. So the in the Yagdol Torah, the Sefer Yagdol Torah, that's a Likud collection. He quotes from Rav Shaul Alter that maybe there's a message here that fins and scales are for your protection. Fails protect the fish. It's like it's armor. Fins help it move and go further and swim ahead. So scales, you're right. Every fish that has scales has fins. But the Torah is emphasizing that life's not just about the scales, about protecting where you are. It's about constantly going further and swimming ahead. And that's why the Torah goes out of its way to mention fins also, even though it didn't happen. Lahagdil Torah. to make Torah greater, to make your Torah, your Avodas Hashem greater, lahagdol Torah ulahadir. Tzarech lahosif tamid, tara ulahosif kedusha, sheyia yagdil Torah viyadir. Otsim and tara v'otsim and tara. Beautiful. So that's the just one thought about the fish. Okay, we continue now. Says the Gemara now, Rabbi Yassa, about 10 lines up from the bottom of Yud Beis Mabez, Rabbi Yassa Shamalei Min Hacha, Rabbi Yassa learned it from here, a different source. Again, source that a Tahar Kohen, that eats Truma Temeya, violates an Aseh, right? What does it mean, a Los Aseh from the Aseh? Most Asehs are do something. Once in a while, the Aseh will tell you don't do something, right? So this Aseh tells us, only eat Truma Tahora. Don't eat Truma Temeya. So that's an Isser Aseh. Don't eat Truma Temeya. So where do you know it from? A different pasuk. The pasuk says, HaTameh VaHaTahor Yachdav Yochlenu. The Tameh and the Tar should together eat it. What's this pasuk talking about? The pasuk's talking about, as the Mefarshim explained, Psulei HaMukdashim, a carbon that got a mum. A carbon that got a mum, and then you redeemed it, because it got a mum. So that can be eaten by even a Tameh person. Right, Tamei Vatar Yachdav Yochlenu. There are some limits on what you're allowed to do with the Psulei HaMukdashim. The Rambam has a whole 20-something prakim on Psulei HaMukdashim. Think how much could you write about Psulei HaMukdashim? The Rambam has plenty to write. And again, that's one of those areas that the Rambam created. Hilchas Psulei HaMukdashim. So Tamei Vatar Yachdav Yochlenu. Kan HaTamei Vatar Ochli B'Karacha. So we darshin. What could be eaten? Yochlanu, you could eat it. Psuli HaMukdashim could be eaten together, meaning, and the tummy and the Torah could be sitting next to each other, and if the tummy person touches the Psuli HaMukdashim, it's okay. So Psuli HaMukdashim could be eaten together. B'Truma, Eina Tavi HaTorah Ochlim B'Karachas. But by Truma, they cannot be eaten together, meaning a Kohen Torah cannot be eaten, Truma Temeya. So that's the Diuk. Psuli HaMukdashim, yes, and Truma, Torah Temeya, no. So says the Gemara, Big Kachim. Maybe this is excluding real Kachim. Who says this is excluding Psulei HaMukdashim Lafuke, Truma? Maybe Psulei HaMukdashim Lafuke, Kachim, they're not Psulei HaMukdashim. So the Gemara says, no, you know that from a different pasuk already. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bar Maria, in begin Kachim, if it's teaching us Kachim, Kfar Ksiv, we already know that. Va'abasar asher yiga b'chol tamei lo ye'achel. So you already know from a different pasuk that there's a lo saseh for Kachim Temeyim. So, and it says touch, which could be understood as eating. So the first pasuk must be talking about truma. So that is source number two. So two sources. How do you know? Based on this brisa. This brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. That says, what did Rabbi Yochanan say again? Why was this brisa brought? To teach me the other halacha. That if a zor eats truma, it is a lav. It is not Misa B'dei Shemayim. Rabbi Yochanan holds that there is Misa B'dei Shemayim. And that's what we paskin. So this brisa supports Rabbi Yochanan. So now the Gemara says, Masvisa pliga Rav, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is against Rav. Right? Because what did Rav say? Zar sha'achal truma, there's a lav. There's no misa b'dei shemayim. But what does our Mishnah say? Hatshuma v'abikurim chayavin alehen misa. Our Mishnah, the first line of our perek. Shuman bikurim chayim misa. Gemara answers, patalab kohanim. That's talking about a kohen that's tameh. A Kohen that's tummy. That's what the Mishnah is referring to. Says the Gemara, no. But look at the next line of the Mishnah. Vatanin chomesh. Priyesh chomesh bekohanim. Chomesh, an extra 25%. Who pays an extra chomesh? A Yisrael that eats truma. Not a Kohen that eats truma temeya. Who's he going to pay? He's a Kohen. Right? Chomesh is always an extra knas to give to the Shevek and Akahuna. So a Kohen that eats truma temeya doesn't have to pay chomesh. So you see the Mishnah is talking about a Yisrael. Maria says, no, Pato Olet Stadin, maybe you can split the Mishnah. He must, Pato Olet Stadin, he must Nisa. Reisha Bekohanim, Seif Ebi Yisrael. No, the first line of the Mishnah of Chayev and Olet Misa, Rav would say that's talking about a Kohen. And then the second line of Chomesh, that's talking about Yisrael. Okay, a little like Chesurim Echsera, that's what Rabbi Yudan Asi meant, but that's how Rav would read the Mishnah. Good. Mas Nisa, we change the word Pliga. Mas Nisa Pliga the Rabbi Yochanan. Right, the Mishnah was also, the next line of the Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Yochanan. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan who said that a Yisrael that eats Truma is only, Rabbi Yochanan says that he's Chayim Misa B'Shamayim. But what does the next line of the Brisa say, of the Mishnah say? Vasur and Lazarim. Right, the Mishnah says, Asur to Zarim? It's more than Asur to Zarim, it's Chayim Misa. So if the Mishnah just says Asur to a Zar, that sounds like Rav. Sounds like it's only Asur without a Chayim Misa. Answer, and you might say the Gemara is also bothered. The first line of the Mishnah says Chayim Misa Beis Shemayim. The second line says Asur Lazarim. So how do you put those two together? You want to say this line is a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, the other line is a kasha on Rav, and Rav says, okay, it's talking about a Kohen. But how do you put them together? Answer, what would Rabbi Yochanan say? The first line is talking about Yisrael, if he ate a shear. The second line is talking about a Yisrael, pater la, pachos bi kashir, right? Less than the shear. Chatzi shear, we know chatzi shear is aser min haTorah, without an onesh, right? And that's what the Mishnah is referring to according to Rabbi Yochanan. There's so much to talk about in Chatzi Shir. Whenever we talk about Chatzi Shir, probably we talk about a different element of Chatzi Shir. Maybe we'll focus this time just on two points. One on the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Chametz Umatzah. The Rambam quotes that if you eat chametz on Pesach, even a tiny amount, it's Asur Daraisa. Right, Asur Daraisa. Ha'ocha perak alav halacha zayin, hilchas chametz umatzah. Ha'ocha min ha'chametz atzmo b'pesach kol shehu, hariz asur min ha'Torah. If you eat a tiny amount of chametz, it's asur midaraisa. Shene'emar lo ye'achel chametz. Chametz shall not be eaten, any tiny amount of chametz is included. V'yaf al pikein, eno chayev kari so karban, ela al kashir shu kazayis. But you only chayev kari so karban if you eat a kazayis. V'yocha pochet b'kazayis b'mezid, makanas o'makas mardus. But it's still based on the pasuk. Ask all the Achronim on the Rambam, what do you need a separate pasuk for? Ask the Kesef Mishnah, ask the Mishnah Melech, what do you need a separate pasuk for to tell me that if you eat a tiny amount of chametz, it's asur daraisa, chatzi shir is asur min haTorah. We know it from kol chelev, right? Any amount of chelev, or chazi l'sarufei, one of the sources in the beginning of the last parak of Yuma. So ask the Kesef Mishnah, kashuli, lo malikra b'chametz b'pesach, ha b'chol isurin shebatorah, kayim lan chatzi shir asur min haTorah. What do you need a separate pasuk for? Right? Tzarech Iyan, he doesn't really give an answer. Venerally, he tries to give an answer, but Tzarech Iyan at the end. The Mishnah Melech says, well, maybe you need a separate pasuk for Chametz, because Chametz is a Dover Sheish Lamatirin. It's not Asur forever. So you might have thought, maybe it's not Asur forever, maybe it's more Kal. That's, he quotes that from the Maharal Nach. To Isra Chametz lo dami lechelev, to Misham lamdu, to Chatzi Shir Asur Mishum, to Chelev Asur laolam. V'lo hayelo shas heter. Mashein kein b'chametz shemuter kodem ha-pesach v'lachein hosuch pasuk b'fnei atzmo b'chametz v'lesar chatzi shir. Okay, that's the mefarshim trying to figure out. If you look in the tzlach, the Noda B'Yehuda says maybe the chiddush of the Rambam is as follows, and this is his shita, and it's the shita of Rabbi Kiva Eger and many other achronim, but against other achronim, and that is, what is the svara of chazi l'sarufei? This we mentioned in the past. When the Gemara says that the reason that chatzi shir is asur is because it's combinable, chazi l'sarufei, is that what we call siman or siba? Is that a cause or a reflection? So do you say it's a... These the Achronim, the Noda B'Yehuda, Rabbi Kiva Eger are saying it's a siba, meaning this is chazi l'sarufei. You know why it's asur chatzi shir? Because in a minute from now you could eat another half a shir. So it's kind of like a siyag d'oraisa. You can't eat this because you might come to eat it, and then it'll turn into a full shir. That's why chatzi shir is asur min haTorah. It's like a siyag d'oraisa. But based on that, says the Noda B'Yehuda, more than once, if I would eat a half a kizayis of chametz the last 30 seconds of Pesach. So it's not chazi l'sarufei. This chatzi zayis will never be combinable into a shir. It can never get me kares. So maybe there, you would say chatzi shir is motam min haTorah. It's only asur because if it's combinable, if you could turn into a shir. But if you eat it the last second of Yom Kippur, the last second of Pesach, it's not. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, that's the Chiddush of the Rambam. If you only had the Pasuk V'chatzi Shir asur min haTorah, then in a case where it's not combinable, like the last 10 seconds of Pesach, you would say Mutar min haTorah. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. You have a separate Pasuk by Chametz, Lo Ye'achel Chametz, and that teaches me that even if it's in a situation where it's not Chazi L'Tzarufei, so then it is asur. So that is a number of Achronim assume that way. The Noda B'Yehuda and Rabbi Kiva Eger and others. But there's another whole group of Achronim that say, no, that's not what Chazi L'Sarufei means. Chazi L'Sarufei means siman, right? The fact that this can combine means that it itself is significant and therefore it's asur, even if it's not literally combinable in this case. Right? You might say it's a Siyag Daraisa approach even in that case. Even if you eat it the last 10 seconds of Pesach, it's still going to be asur. Why? Because it's combinable. You might come to get used to eating chatzi shirs, and therefore in another case, you might eat a chatzi shir, which could combine. So it might be siyag even in that case. Or you might just say a totally different shot. Right? No, it's the fact that it's combinable means that it's significant, and therefore it's asur inherently. Why? Because you can't have two zeros that equal one. Right? If two of these equal one, that means it's not a zero. That means it's not a zero. And therefore, that's chatzi shir, aser min hatorah. That's, again, chatzi shir. It's interesting. Rav Asher Weiss has a whole list in Parshas Tzav of chatzi shir be'echus. He has 11 sources, Kedarka Bakodesh, of all of those cases where usually chatzi shir is in terms of quantity. So he has examples of chatzi shir be'echus in quality, meaning in terms of maisa. There's a Maram Shik that says abortion is chatzi shir of ritzicha of murder. It's a lashon of other Maharam Shik. Quotes a case of shnayim sha'asa'u, if two people do a malacha on a Shabbos together, so then we paskin that is aser derabanan. But says the Chacham Tzvi, it's aser daraisa midin chatzi shir. Again, in Maisa. In Maisa. There's a Ramban, a cool, unbelievable Ramban. The Ramban, there is again, a well-known, machlokes, we'll make it well-known now, about the Isser of Kreval Arayas, right? Nigia Derechiba. Giving a hug to one of the Arayas, Derechiba, right? Giving a hug. So that's a machlokes Ramban and the Ramban. Ramban says it's Asad Arayasa. Losikruvu Legalis Erva. The Ramban says it's Asad Rabbanan. That's the Rabbanan. It's a serious. That's the Rabbanan. The Ramban says it's the Rabbanan. And the Ramban's lashon there in Shinun Gimel in the Sefer Mitzvahs. Eino aso ki etzlam ze isa the Rabbanan. O yihye min haTorah. And even if you want to say it's min haTorah, it's not because of a separate pasuk of L'sikur v'legalas erva. What would it be? Dekal demishani me isura asura. Any type of hana'a from eating or this type of hana, physical, is also ke'inyan chatzishir. Negia derachiba is chatzishir, right, of a worse act. So he says, it sounds like it's asur, and the shir is, any type of hana. How do you measure hana? There's hana of negia derachiba, there's hana of a maisabia, right, that's further, but he says a different type of chatzishir, but again, that's interesting, chatzishir in Echos. There's a whole discussion in the Achronim of chatzishir by mitzvahs. By mitzvahs. What if I only have a chatzishir of matzah? You know, is that worth it at all to be able to, do I make a bracha? Pashas not. Is it worthwhile to eat a chatzishir? Right? Sometimes it's clear. What if I only have an esrog? I only have an esrog. Right? I don't have other, I don't have the other dalaminim. My son-in-law told me that when on Sukkot, when he was in Lebanon, and they got dalaminim, but they only got gimelminim. They spread it in, and they only had an esrog, a lulav, and hadasim. That's all. No aravos. It's like, great. That day, they were busy destroying a house, and they went right next to the house, and there were aravos trees growing right there. Unbelievable. Aravos trees right there, so they had aravos. Okay, anyway, but that's the a lot of chatzi shir stuff. But again, if you didn't have dalad minim, then you wouldn't make a bracha. You wouldn't make a bracha, it's not the mitzvah. Fine, then we continue. Says the Gemara, Vehei nechsei kohen. Vehei nechsei kohen, and the truma and bikurim are property of a kohen. What does that mean? They can do whatever they want with it. Rabbi Babar, Chiya B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, L'chonis Atim L'mashcha, that's a pasuk by Kadshim, that the Kohanim should eat the, use the Kadshim, L'mashcha, so that's, the drasha is L'mashcha L'gdula. They should eat it, the Karbanos, in a noble way. In a noble way. They could eat it roasted, the Gemara says in Chulin, they could eat it with mustard, if they enjoy mustard, but they could eat it however they want. L'mashcha l'sicha, for smearing. L'mashcha l'hadlaka, they could use it for lighting. So we darshan that you could use it for hadlaka. So this is talking about kachim, and we say it also refers to truma. So ask the Gemara, ha'yisi yomer bein tmei bein tahorim. With just this drasha, I might have said that even truma tahora, you could use for lighting. And we know that's not true. Rabbi Avo, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, no. We learned it from the following. Lo bi'arti mimenu. That's by vidui maestros. We say by vidui maestros, right, we learned about that at the end of Maeser Sheni, that we did not use the Maeser Sheni, we didn't use it for fire, bituma. Lo bi'arti mimenu bitame. So we say, we declare that the Maeser Sheni can't be used to burn bituma. Maver is a truma bituma. But truma can be used bituma, but not patara. Not patara. Truma tahora cannot be used for adlaka. Right? Even though truma is mamono shalko and he can use it for whatever he wants, but not in a destructive way. Not in a destructive way. Period. So now the Gemara wonders, what about bikurim? Right? If bikurim is mamono shel kohen, why can't you use bikurim tmeim? You can use truma tmeya to light your fire. Why can't you use Bikurim Tamim to light your fire? Where do we know that from? How do we know that Meiser Sheni that becomes Tameh, you cannot burn and get Ha'ana from it? That's a special din by Truma Tameya. Meiser Sheni, I brought my Meiser Sheni into Yerushalayim, and it becomes Tameh, I can't use it to burn. Tama Lomar Lo V'yartimi Menu B'Tameh. Right, so that's the pasuk, right? I didn't use the Meiser Sheni Betuma. Says the Gemara, Roy Lefdoso V'Ata Mar Hachin, Meiser Sheni that becomes Tameh in Yerushalayim, you're able to redeem and change the Kedusha onto money and then buy something else. So why would you have a Havamina that you're allowed to burn it? You have a much better option. So what do you need a pasuk to tell me that you're not allowed to burn it? Of course you're not allowed to burn it. Roy Lefdoso, it's Roy to be redeemed. V'Ata Mar Hachin, and you say that, oh, I would have thought that you could burn it, therefore you need a pasuk? That can't be. Lo asya dela ella. Oh no, the pasuk that's telling me you can't burn it must be talking about one of the two cases. Either bilakuach because of meiser shenitma. Either, even though ironically, real meiser sheni that became tamei, you're able to redeem. But if you bought meiser sheni, meaning you brought money of meiser sheni to Yerushalayim, and then you bought food with that meiser sheni money, that food becomes tamei. You're not allowed to redeem it. So maybe that's what the pasuk is teaching me. And it's according to that shita. Ukir Reb Yehuda, like Reb Yehuda, really there's a machlokas in Meiser Sheni, but maybe this drasha is following the shita of Reb Yehuda, who says that lakuach b'mechasa Meiser Sheni shenitma cannot be redeemed. Oh, we change the gersa. Oh, bibikurim shenitma will divrei hakol, or it's referring to bikurim that became tamei according to everyone, right? And that's the makar. So that's the you see this brisa up. This maybe that drush is teaching me that Bikurim that became Tameh cannot be used. So again, Meiser Sheni that became Tameh, you redeem. Truma that became Tameh, you're allowed to burn in the fire and get Hanah from it. Bikurim that became Tameh, you cannot burn in the fire. That's this drasha. Interesting Rambam. The Rambam here quotes this halacha. Right, quote this halacha. So again, what the halacha that he says is not controversial. It's just two words that he uses. That's the question. The Rambam says here in Perek Beis, halacha yutes. He quotes how you mafresh bikurim, which we'll learn by the Shem in the next parak. Yored adam l'toch sadeu, v'ratein shebichra. You see a fig, eshkol shebichra, rimon shebicher. Right, one of those three. Right, we mentioned that in the Hakdama, connected to the Meraglim. V'chulu, and if you're a worm mafresh b'mechubar, you could be mafresh b'talush. The Rambam continues. V'mein lo peiros acheres lafresh mehen, yirali shein mafresh b'tumah, shein mafresh l'abe. V'chein yirali, shehabikurim shenitzme'u, Eino masik behenatanur kitruma tameya. Bikurim that became tame, you cannot use for fuel, like you could use truma tameya for fuel. Because they're like kachim. You can't burn kachim and get hanah from it. So just so too, bikurim. First of all, put this on the list of bikurim kachim parallel. The Rambam, right, we've had them making a list. But the question, so that's what our Gemara says. What's the problem? The problem is, why did the Rambam say yirali? Yirali. Yirali always means to the Rambam, there's no source for this in Chazal. I'm coming up with this based on my own svara, right? That's what yirali means. The problem is, this is a mafurish Yerushalmi in Bikurim, right? It says right here, it's Yerushalmi in Bikurim, and the Ketzav Mishnah says it's also a Gemara in Yevamis, right? So yirali, what exactly is the Rambam trying to tell us by yirali? So the Ketzav Mishnah says maybe it's the Chiddush is the last line, right? Shehein kekachei mikdash. It's comparing the bikurim that became tamei to kachim that became tamei. So maybe that's the yirali of the Rambam, not the halacha, but the source and the comparison. Okay, either way, the mafarshim wonder what that yirali is, but that's the Rambam quotes it, but that's the what the Rambam holds. What he holds is not a problem. It's just that he adds those two words. Vaiter. Hare elu b'chuma bikurim ashen gimem aiser. So the next part, the Mishnah ends off by saying, all of these halachas are b'chuma bikurim, and they don't apply to Meiser Sheni. One of the items on the list, which we're going to talk about now, is Netilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim. What did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that if I touch Truma and Bikurim, I require to wash my hands. Netilas Yadayim. Meiser Sheni, I don't require Netilas Yadayim. So again, that kind of makes sense to us. Why? Because we know from elsewhere, hands, Stam Yadayim, are considered Shnios L'tuma. Chazal gave them that level of Tuma. Stam Yadayim, they might have touched something. So Stam Yadayim are called Shnios. So remember the rules of Tumah V'Tahara. Remember the Rambam says in the Hakdama to Sefer Taharas, we have to know it by heart. Better than we know Kriyashma. right? The or his 10 columns of Hakdama Tataris. So I don't know if we're at that level, but there are, well, we know Shnius Tatuma. So Chulin, right? If a Sheni touches something, it becomes a Shlishi. So if your hands touch Chulin, nothing happens, right? Because Chulin can't become a Shlishi. If your hands touch Meiser Sheni, nothing happens. Why? Because Meiser Sheni can't become a Shlishi. That's what our Mishnah says. Our Mishnah says you don't need Netilas Yadayim for Meiser Sheni because your hands are considered Sheni, and if a Sheni touches Meiser Sheni, nothing happens. What does our Mishnah say? Only if your hands touch Chumen Bikurim, it's a problem. Why? Because Chumen Bikurim could become a Shlishi. And Kachim could become a Ravi. The more holy, the more susceptible to Tumah. So fine, that's what our Mishnah, the background of our Mishnah. Why does our Mishnah say you don't need Netilas Yadayim for Meiser Sheni? Because our Mishnah seems to hold that Meiser Sheni cannot become a Shlishi. The problem is the Mishnah in Chagiga. Taman Tanina, we learned in Chagiga, Notlim Liadayim L'chulin Ula Meiser Ula Truma. Wow, you need Tilas Yadayim for Chulin. We'll talk about why. Chulin. Meiser Sheni. And for Truma, the Mishnah in Chagiga says you do need Netilas Yadayim before you touch Meiser Sheni. Ula Kodesh Mapilin. And before you touch Kachim, you have to be Tovel your hands in a mikvah, not just Netilas Yadayim. So that's the Mishnah in Chagiga. So the Gemara asks, Taman, which literally means over there, but this conversation first took place over there in Chagiga, and we just transplanted the conversation to over here. So that's why Taman really means here. Taman in Bikurim ata omer eina meiser ton mechitza. You don't need to wash your hands. V'hacha, and over there, right, which is right in the Chagiga, ata omer meiser ton mechitza. So, numerous answers. The rest of today's daf, three answers. Three tries. Number one. Maybe it's a machlokas tanoim. The Mishnah that says that you have to wash your hands, Mishnah Chagiga, Rabbanan. That's the sheet of the Rabbanan. Hein detemer, eina meiser ton rechitza, Rimeir. But our Mishnah that says you don't need to deal with that, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. Where do we have such a machlokas? The following. Tamataninan, a Mishnah in Meseches Para. The Mishnah in Meseches Para, Para Aduma. The Mishnah says, Kol aton bias mayim midevrei sofrim, anything that needs netilas yadayim midirabbanan, meaning, like your hands, mitame es hakodesh, could be mitame kodesh, uposel es hatruma. We haven't had those lashonos in a while. The Mishnayos use different words when it talks about making something tame. It either says mitame or posel. Posel means it can make it something tame and then it ends. The item that was nitma cannot transfer tuma anymore. That's called posel. So what does the Mishnah say here? Your hands are posel truma, meaning your hands are sheni. They touch truma. Truma becomes a shlishi. That's it. It ends. That's why it's called posel. It's mitame kodesh. What does that mean? Not only can it make kachim a shlishi, but that shlishi can make a revi. Mitame means it gives the power to be mitame the next step. So that's the Mishnah in Para. Anything that's needs netilas yadayim midrabanan, and there's a whole list there, but our important one is on the list is hands. Stam hands, mitame es hakodesh, so if it touches a karban, it's mitame it, to make it into a shlishi and not gonna make a revi. Uposel es hatruma, and it makes truma tame. Umoter b'chulin b'maiser, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, and you're allowed to touch chulin and maiser without washing your hands. So that's Rabbi Meir. That's like our Mishnah. V'chacham oser b'maiser, and the Chacham say no. Chacham say it's oser b'maiser. Right, it's your netilas yadayim is needed for meiser also. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky says osun b'meiser. Well, let's wait for a second. So Gemara says one minute. Velo shot. So that's the first suggestion to answer the stira between the Mishnah and Bikur and the Mishnah and Chagiga. Machlokas tanoim whether you need to wash your hands for touching meiser sheni. Says the Gemara, no. Velo sham yadam Reb Shmuel b'shim Reb Zira. Didn't you hear Reb Zira's pshat of that Mishnah in Para? Malacham osrim b'meiser. What does that mean? When the Chum says osir b'meiser, nifsal gufo milocha b'meiser. No. Everybody agrees you could touch meiser sheni without washing your hands. The question is, could you eat meiser sheni without washing your hands? That's what the Rabbanan mean over there. Vacham oser means you can't eat it without washing your hands. Right, and that's how Rav Chaim Kanievsky explains. Vacham oser meiser lav sha meiser nitma benigia kaamri v'temar desfir ledika shlishi b'meiser katruma. No, it's not that meiser sheni could become a shlishi. No, ela asauhu sheni le aser ba'achilas meiser mishem ocha b'tumas aguf. Right, because, you know, if you're a Tameh, you know, we don't want you eating the Meiser Sheni. So, back to our question. Everybody agrees that you could touch Meiser Sheni without washing your hands. So we're back to the steer in the Mishnayos. Mishnah Bikurim, you don't have to watch your hands on Meiser Sheni. Mishnah in Chagiga, you do have to wash your hands. So, Maikadun, right? So what do you say? So try number two. Hein detemar ha-meiser ton rechitza. Maybe this is it. It's all within the sheet of the Rabbanan. And the Mishnah of Chagiga is where you want to eat. And that's why he says you have to wash your hands. Hein detemar ha-meiser ton rechitza baros aliga. In our Mishnah, you just want to touch Meiser Sheni. Right? And that's why you don't have to wash your hands. So maybe it's within the sheet of the Rabbanan. And it's the question is what you want to do. Says the Gemara. No. Lohu rotza locha lerotza liga. No. Before you eat, you touch. And the Gemara assumes that there shouldn't be a difference between those two. There shouldn't be a difference between those. Why should there be a chilek? Right? Chagadeski. Matam chilku bin rotza liga lerotza lachol. Right? V'chi lohaya rotza liga hu rotza lachol. Right? Why should there be a difference between the two? So the Gemara does not like that chilek of... why should it be a chilek? So the Gemara gives a third answer. Third answer, again, to the stira between the Mishnayos. Ela mishum netilasrach. Maybe me'ikar hadin our Mishnah. You don't need netilas shadayim for Meiser Sheni. But we want Kohanim to get into the habit and the routine of washing their hands because they also eat truma a lot. And therefore, if you're going to touch Meiser Sheni, which is in the world of Kodesh somewhat, so we want you to get into the good habit. Right? You see the Mara Folda. Ha-maiser mitzad atzmo in sarach rechitza. The maiser doesn't need rechitza, and that's our Mishnah. El mishum srach truma, aser b'chulin, u maiser b'lo netila. And that's our chulin's also. And that's even bizman hazeh. Right? Even bizman hazeh, we wash our hands before eating bread, because, you know, we want to get into good habits, because you really need to wash your hands before you eat truma and kachim. So we do it, even by maiser sheni, and for chulin, to get into good habits. Why only bread? So maybe we'll start with that next time, as we continue here with the second parak of Bikur.